This morning, I'm going to focus on Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, which Jake has just mentioned in his little talk. So we'll unpack that a little bit more. So, quick question for you. Anybody feel tired? Yeah? Yeah, the new teenagers are going, yeah. Not just physically tired, but sometimes we can feel soul tired, can't we? We're tired of the pressure to keep it all together. We're tired of carrying pain or perhaps regrets or anxiety in our lives. We're tired of always striving, which Jake's just spoken about, and feeling we can never get through life. Whatever we do is not enough. So if that sounds familiar to you and you can relate to that, then the passage we're looking at this morning is what Jake has just mentioned in his little talk. It's Matthew 11. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Okay? So, I haven't got 3 points, like Jake. I've got 5. You got a Brucey bonus. That showed my age. First of all, Jesus speaks to the weary. Okay, come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden. Jesus is speaking to people who are worn out. They are tired. They are not triumphant. In his time, they were weighed down by religion. And this is where grace comes in. They weren't experiencing grace. They were being weighed down by the rules and regulations that the religious leaders of their day were loading on them. Okay. Endless rules and rituals. And life in general, life was tough. They were poor. They were oppressed. They had fear. Fear was a common thing. But it can be the same for us today. So many people carry heavy loads. The burden of trying to be perfect. The weight of grief or guilt that we carry around. The pressure to perform, to succeed, or be accepted. The pain of broken relationships or lost hope. So how does Jesus speak into these situations? Jesus doesn't say, sort yourself out and come to me. He just simply says, come. It's a personal invitation. Not to a religion or a system, but to him. Okay, it's a personal invitation. That's the first reason why I love these verses. No conditions, no qualifications, just a personal invitation from someone who sees your weariness, my weariness, and he cares. And in my exhaustion, be that emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, Jesus gives me permission to stop striving and just come to him. Okay. Second thing, Jesus offers real rest. Come to me and I will give you rest. That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? He doesn't just say, I'll give you all the answers or I'll fix every problem immediately. He says, I will give you rest. Deep soul level peace. It used to be an advert on television for Heineken beer. It was the beer that reached other parts that no beers could reach. If you remember your church, if you know that, you're old, okay? Sorry, Anton, you were nodding. And they might have fallen asleep. Sorry. But the peace that Jesus gives reaches parts that no other peace can give, okay? We have other distractions in our lives, but they don't bring real peace. They're distractions. Some of us will know what it's like to lie in bed at night and not rest because there's so much stuff going through your head. But Jesus says he can quiet our souls with forgiveness and peace and purpose and hope. So this passage reminds me that true rest is not found in what I do, but in who I come to. Okay? Not what I can do, but who I come to. Third thing, Jesus shares the load. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Now, it's not an egg yoke. All right, sounds a bit strange to us. If you're old again, you'll know what a yoke is. It's a wooden frame that was spread across the shoulders of two animals, generally oxen. as they ploughed a field. They would pull a plough through and they would be yoked together. Okay. They're carrying and sharing the load between them. Life can be heavy, can't it? And Jesus is saying, let me carry the weight with you. You're not on your own. This is something that I can cling to when I feel overwhelmed or weighed down with life. But here's the thing, the difference. The yoke that Jesus lays upon us is light. It is easy. It is not heavy. It's not rules and regulations. He offers us freedom, grace, mercy, and love. These things lift the load in our lives. Okay, so Jesus shares the load, and that's a wonderful thing to know. I mean, I've had times in my life where you get overwhelmed with life. There's so much going on in your head, in your life, and everything. It's just, Lord, I just can't cope with this. So it's, Lord, take the load. There's a song that I love. It's called "Lay It All Down," and that's like you come to the cross and you just lay it down, the load, the weight of stuff. So if you're there this morning, lay it down. Okay, come to the cross, lay it down. Fourth thing, Jesus teaches us a new way to live, and learn from me. He says, "My yoke is light. Come and learn from me." So when we come to Jesus, he doesn't just help with the load and leave us alone. He instructs us. He says, come, walk with me. Learn from me. Let me show you the better way. This is discipleship, isn't it? Okay. It's training for our life's journey with him. And he wants us to learn from the master. Remember on the road to Emmaus, he pulled alongside the couple coming back from Jerusalem. And they were distraught. They were so upset. And he just walked with them and taught them from the scriptures. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, is to draw alongside him every day, to hear from him and to allow him to speak into our lives. Okay. So for those who are already Christians, this is a reminder to us, isn't it, really? Are we still walking in step with Jesus, first off, or have you drifted away? Okay. Or have we picked up old burdens again? We're carrying around fear. We're carrying around shame. We're carrying around striving in our hearts. Grace sorts that out. Jesus says, put it down. You don't need to carry that burden. And for those who perhaps are exploring faith here this morning, you don't have to understand everything to respond. Jesus invites you to start walking with him, to learn as you go. And then fifthly, Jesus shows his heart. He goes, I am gentle and lowly in heart. This is one of the only places Jesus tells us what his heart is like. I love that he isn't cold. He's not distant or harsh. He's gentle. We sang Gentle Saviour this morning in one of the songs. And Jesus welcomes those of us who are struggling. It reminds me that Jesus is safe to come to, even when I feel like a mess. Okay, he's not going to reject us. So, why do I love this passage? Because it's not about trying harder. It's about trusting Jesus. It's not for the strong, it's for the weary. And I often find myself in that place. And every time I return to these words, I'm reminded I am not alone. I don't have to carry it all myself. I love this passage because it shows me the heart of Jesus in such a personal way. He doesn't call the strong or sorted. He invites the weary, and that includes me. And there have been times when I felt burdened, worn out, or just tired on the inside. And again, these words remind me that I don't have to carry it all alone. Jesus offers real rest, not just a break from life, but peace deep in my soul. He doesn't push me away. When I'm struggling, he gently says, come to me. And that's why this passage means so much to me. Just come. It's an invitation for anyone who is tired. He doesn't promise an easier life, but he does promise rest for your soul because he carries a load with you. So whether you're here this morning full of faith or full of questions, Jesus' invitation still stands. Come to me and I will give you rest. Thank you.